Everyone, and welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, so we're counting down our top 5 remasters of games. Not remakes, but remasters. And this will be...
I mean, I guess it's either way.
Some of them are kind of the same. I mean, some of it's kind of the same. Yeah. Some games are so old that when they remaster them, they had to kind of remake them just because of technology and the time in between.
I didn't put any kind of remakes on mine. All my stuff was remastered because that was the rules of the engagement. But hey, you guys do whatever you want. It's your list. Let's start with Kev since this was his idea. Let's go with you.
My number 5 is a game that I didn't play originally, but I did play the remaster and played it through in like one full day. And that is Mafia Definitive Edition. This game is amazing. It came out in 2020, and it was a full ground-up remake from Hangar 13, and it was unbelievable. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but it's not open world. You would think it is, but the stories go mission to mission, and there's not really much side stuff going on. So it's so much fun to play, such a great story, and it really does make you want to dive into the trilogy. And they remastered the whole trilogy, but this was the one they gave the ground up remake stuff love to. And it's just, it really helps because after you play that, you immediately want to go into Mafia 2. And then after you finish Mafia 2, you immediately want to go into Mafia 3. So this is, this was easily my number 5.
Yes. Doug?
Okay. When I was looking at this list, I had like Google like some remasters just to get some inspiration. And I realized I have not played most of them. So my number 5 is actually, it's going to be 3 that I haven't. Well, one I did kind of play a little bit, but there's 3 of them and 2 of them I didn't play. And it's Halo, Mass Effect, and Mafia. Like those are the ones that like I want to, like I didn't do the Mass Effect one. I want to, I just haven't because I'm a poor boy.
It's on Game Pass now.
Oh, fuck me. Seriously? Okay. Well, that might change things. Okay. Well, yeah. And I have the Mafia ones. It's just like, I just haven't done it. Like I have it. I'm just around it. And same thing with Halo. I think Halo was on Game Pass and we tried playing like ODST or whichever one was available at the time. And we were like, wow, this game is terrible. Like
we couldn't even like figure out the multiplayer. I think like we just couldn't join each other. It was the dumbest thing.
Yeah, it was, and maybe that's changed too. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I do remember thinking like, wow, this looks great. Like in comparison, you go look at like screenshots of what it actually looked like back when it came out. And even then, you know, when it came out, you're like, oh, it's so good. And then you look at the screenshots, you're like, oh God, that was bland as fuck.
Yeah.
And it still kind of had that feeling, even in the remaster, it just felt empty, which was like, y'all couldn't add just a few more baddies to this. Cause like we're driving around for like 30 minutes before we find a group of bad guys. Like what the fuck is happening? So, but that's my number 5. It's a few.
My number 5 is going to be the Mass Effect Legendary Edition, and it only hits the number 5. Mass Effect is my favorite game series, one of my favorite, probably my favorite game series of all time, but it only hits number 5 because I never finished it. I only got partially through the first game, and then newer games came out, and I got distracted, and I never went back, as it goes.
As it be.
Yeah, this is the way.
So I plan on going back and playing through them again, but that's about 90 hours of gameplay, and there's some newer stuff that's pretty cool that I've been interested in. So that is my number 5. Kev?
Hell yes. My number 5 is a game that came out. It launched with the PS5, and it's still one of the most gorgeous games out on it, and that's Demon's Souls.
The Souls of the Demons.
So frustrating, so gorgeous. And just, yeah, Blue Point Games had the they helmed this one and they killed it. Like I said, it's just a gorgeous game. On the performance mode with the frame rates, plays super smooth, which you need for a Dark Souls type game. And yeah, like the visuals are just unbelievable. Everything is redone. Everything looks amazing. The bosses, the areas you go to. I mean, it's just, it's gorgeous. I highly recommend it if you have a PS5. Even if you're not great at Dark Souls, or at least watch playthroughs. Because like I said, just everything, you can't miss it. It's gorgeous, gorgeous artwork.
Awesome. Doug?
My number four, this one, okay, so this, as this is a remaster, so this may be falling to the rebuild kind of like, but I just thought it looks very cute. It's cutesy. I haven't played it, but it's on my wish list to buy one of these days, but it has that Nintendo tax where they're going to charge you an arm and a leg, regardless of how old the game is. And that's Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
It just looked so cute.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. It kind of had like that. They almost look like yarn, kind of doll looking, like little, yeah, I don't know, toy like figures. Chibi. Yeah. Chibi, but all again, like the texture on them. It was just, mm-hmm. I remember when they announced it, I was like, oh my God, like that's, I want that game. And like I said, it's just Nintendo just, it could just charge us like $60 for a game that's probably only 4 hours long. You know, and it's like, I think that's the thing is, I think the game literally is only about maybe eight hours long.
Yep.
If that, like, it's a short game because it's an old game.
It's an old Game Boy game.
Yeah. Like, I'm not paying. Like, I have the thing where it's like, it has, like, I don't know, you know, like $1 an hour sort of thing, you know, for like the, how good, you know, how much time I'm going to invest in it. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to 5 hours, then the game needs to be like $5. No, not really. You know, but you know what I mean? Like, it needs to be cheap and it's not. So that's why I haven't picked it up yet. But I'm the second that motherfucker goes on sale, mm-hmm. I'm going to buy it.
Yep. That's why I haven't picked it up. Cause it's just like, that's why I usually don't pick up a lot of Nintendo games because of just how damn expensive. And then their versions mm-hmm. of a sale is save $10.
Yeah, I'm gonna. How long is it? How long is Link's Awakening? Let's see. It is okay. This is about 14 hours, and you know, I could spend about 21 hours to get 20 or 100%. So 20 hours, but still, so that to me, that's a $30 game. That's not a $60 game.
No, just inherently what you get for it and what it is like is, you know, it's not a full blown AAA title. Like it's not, you know.
Yeah.
My number four is going to be Ghostbusters, the video game.
That is a good one.
That's they just did the remake, I think last year, if I'm not mistaken. And so it looks great. Still the great gameplay. I do wish that they went through and did the co-op like they said they were going to do, but they never did.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't add the co-op. They said it would be too expensive or whatnot to add all that in. They wanted to, but that should have been a co-op game from the beginning. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. But when it first came out, I played through it with my buddy Jeff. And what we did was... I brought over my, I think it was on Xbox. I brought over my Xbox 360 and we both rented the game and then we both played it side by side on two TVs. Just because there was no co-op. We were like, all right, well, let's just play through the single player together. And we did it in one night. We beat the game in one night. In one sitting, so it was fun. But yeah, I'm playing through that right now, because I just don't remember anything because it was all big blur. We were drinking and shit, so so yeah, that's my number four. Kev?
Nice. My number three is a game that came out on the PlayStation 4, a trilogy, if you will, a collection, the Nathan Drake collection, and that's
Uncharted. My number three also.
Hell yeah, it was so good. And another Blue Point one. Blue Point has been killing it with like the Sony remasters, and they smoothed everything out. They had, everything was 60 plus frames, and that's what the game needed. And man, like all three of those games, I played through the trilogy again before Uncharted 4 came out, and playing them in that collection is probably the best way to play them currently, unless the PS5 comes out with another remaster like they did with the most recent Uncharted games. Like, it's just it's unbelievable, and it's one of the best trilogies in gaming. Definitely check it out. Like, great storytelling. And one, now, like I said, nowadays it's very easy on the eyes and very easy to play. And just tons of extras, director's cut commentary and everything. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So that's y'all's number three.
Yep.
I lied, Kev. I did not know. I have to eat crow like Joe Rogan now. I said that I didn't put any remakes on my list, and then you promptly reminded me that Mafia, the first game, was a remake, and from the ground up and not a remaster. So mm-hmm. I apologize to all the fans out there and to Spotify, and I promise I'll be better in the future about slinging the lies that come out of my mouth.
You're gonna have to film that video in front of a fireplace yeah. wearing a black turtleneck.
So my number three is Mafia. I got so much enjoyment out of the game. There is, I think Mafia 1 and 2 have some of the best storytelling in a video game. I think that the stories in it are absolutely just really well written and fantastic. I think any gamer needs to go back and play those games if you haven't. Number three, I don't put into that. It's a really great story, but the gameplay loop is not addictive for me. It's really hard to get through, and I still haven't beat the third one because they took a formula and just fucking pounded it into the ground and was like, yeah, let's just do this every single fucking time. And it's rinse, repeat. Go to place, shoot people, take over place. Go to place, shoot people. Like, there isn't anything that's very unique about the experience. And so I know that's what most video games are, but they do it in a way to hide that gameplay loop to make things interesting. And I just sometimes I get really bored with the third one, so I've yet to beat it. But that's my number three. Kev?
My number two is number two. It is Resident Evil 2 remade, and it is using the RE7 engine. And oh boy, that was a blast to play through. Mr. X was as terrifying as ever, and especially someone came out with a mod just after the game came out that would throw in X going to give it to you every time Mr. X was in the area. And the fact that you could hear it in the background while you hear like footsteps was it enhanced that experience so much more than it needed to be. But this game, another one, amazing from beginning to end, rebuilt from the ground up, just beautiful, fun, and just reinvents just how fun it was to play the original Resident Evil 2. And that was another one that I played through the remake three times, because to get the true ending, you have to like finish it once with Leon, once with Claire, and then like the third one is like a quick little playthrough kind of like stuff. But yeah, it's just, man, I love that game so much. I did that. So Resident Evil 2.
Awesome.
Nice. My number two is, it was like presented as like a remaster, but it was a true build from the ground up. It was like a PlayStation original, one of the original PlayStation games. That's Spyro, the Spyro trilogy that they released. I mean, it was, again, like they apparently like completely rebuilt that game, but it is essentially the same game. They didn't really add anything except maybe some voice acting in the first game that was not there because of, again, it came out in like 1996. And we weren't there yet, apparently, with voices and games. That's not necessarily true, but you know what I mean? Like, they didn't have a lot of it. It was just like little text bubbles that would pop up and just say the things. But now they say the things, and it's great. It looks gorgeous. It's, again, it's so weird sometimes going to these remasters where you're like, I mean, this looks exactly the same. And then you go find like video of the original game, and you're like, this looks like dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember I'm doing that with Spyro because there were some things like, I was like, how the fuck do I get to this area or whatever? So I'd go watch a playthrough and it would be PlayStation 1 original footage. And it would just be like, oh my God, why did I ever play this game? This looks terrible. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's 20 something years removed, but it was just really funny. Just the, Oh my god, it looks so bad. But you don't remember that. Like, you know, you're looking at the game going like, this is what it does, this is what it's always looked like. And then you again, it's wild how the brain. Yeah, it's just wild how the brain works. Just like, oh, it's always looked this way. No, it hasn't. Not even remotely. So that's my number two, Spyro. It was a lot of fun, and I kind of want to play it again.
Very nice. There you go.
My number two is also a Sony origin, no, but not from the beginning of the PlayStation. It came along around the PlayStation 3, and that is The Last of Us, and they remastered it. And
damn good one.
That game, boy, oh boy, that is some storytelling right there. Mm-hmm. A little bit of jump scares, a little scaries, but the game overall fucking made me bawl my eyes out within the first 10 minutes of the goddamn game. And then on from there, it was an emotional roller coaster, and I absolutely, absolutely adore that game. So Last of Us, is my number two.
That's a good one.
No.
My number one is Final Fantasy VII Remake, because of course that game, it took them two console generations to make. However, this is the remake I think that a lot of fans wanted. At least I wanted it. I mean, this tells the story better than the original, in my opinion. They are spreading it out, so the first game only covers their Midgar adventures, or at least the lower rim or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's really good, and once again, gorgeous. Like the everything about it, the CG in it, it's so seamless. It loads so quickly on the PlayStation 5. Now it's up for PC as well, but I heard the PC didn't get as good of a transition. Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. I heard like you kind of got screwed on the change there, but the PS5 version, like when they released the PS5 version and they smoothed out the graphics, made it like 60 frames and added some extra particle effects, it is the time to play it if you haven't picked it up. Doug, now that you have a PlayStation, you should definitely look into it if you liked the Final Fantasy series.
Awesome. Doug, what's your number one?
My number one, oh man, this one was another just nostalgia, like kick in the face. The great soundtrack itself stands on its own. And it just took me back to my youths. That's Tony Hawk 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I would assume at this point, probably a rebuild also, and not necessarily just a remaster, but... dude, fuck yeah, man. Tony Hawk 1 and 2. Like, I hope they do the rest, or at least, like, 3 and 4, because all those fucking ruled. Especially, I think it was, may have been 3, may have been 4, the one where they kind of introduced the story aspect of it, where you had to, like, you know, you started as, like, just a punk kid who wanted to become a professional skateboarder, and you were doing all the skateboarding challenges to like enter the X Games sort of stuff or whatever it was. And
that was Underground, I think.
Yeah.
That was the one you could finally start creating a character.
Yep. Like that's where it got a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see some remasters of that too. Dude, it just absolutely. I mean, I did not put that game down for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, did you 100% it?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Nice. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. It was. And the soundtrack, it was like a best of soundtrack. And they threw in some new songs too. But yeah. Oh, yep. Good call. Jer?
Sorry, I had to yawn.
He's a tired boy.
Sorry.
It's been a while since we've had to do this at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
My number one is going to be y'all's number five or someone's number five. No, three. I don't know where it was. Uncharted Collection.
That was our number three.
Our three.
Number three. Yeah. So that was my number one. That game series, I actually, I never got into until the fourth one was going to come out. And I was like, oh my God, this looks so good. I've got to play the first three. So I picked up the collection and I did not put it down. I played through the first all the way to the third in probably a 2 week span. It just, I just, as soon as one was over, I was like, I need to start the second one. They're that good. So I highly recommend. They'll be coming around the mountain when she comes to PC. Oh no, they're just coming out with the fourth one and then the DLC on the PC. Oh man.
Really? They're only doing Uncharted 4?
Yeah.
And Thieves, whatever.
I think they're still testing the waters.
Man, oh, they should really have done the collection on PC so people could get their feet wet.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense to do that. I don't understand why they haven't, but I don't know.
Man, yeah, so that should have been all one big, huge collection.
Yeah, I just picked up 4 and the DLC for
Lost Legacy.
Yeah, for 5, mm-hmm. for PlayStation 5, because it's just an upgrade thing or whatever, so it's $10 yeah. to get the, because I didn't have the DLC before, or it's called a DLC, it is kind of a standalone game, but like I didn't have it, but to get the two of them, it was $10, because I already have the game, so it was like, hey, do you want extra $10 and you can have the PlayStation 5 version? I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. well, I don't have any games for this machine, except for Miles Morales, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been debating, like, because I haven't played the standalone slash DLC. I was like, oh man, do I pick up this series like on the PC and play it there because it's gonna be so damn pretty, or do I just pay the $10 to get it on the PS5? It's a tough call.
I'll tell you this: I am like an hour into Lost Legacy on PS5, and it's gorgeous. I would say it's worth. I mean, it's worth the $10 easily.
$10, right? I mean, yeah, it's $10.
And I finished it when it came out originally, and I'm going back through this now again because of how gorgeous it is and how much of a haptic feedback doesn't feel as crazy yet, but the cutscenes, the gameplay, everything is just like I said, chef's kiss. Mwah. They put some love into it.
Awesome. All right. That is our top fives. Hopefully y'all enjoyed them. Tomorrow we'll be back with some news and stuff with What's Up Wednesday. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.